But to hear tonight in Proverbs chapter 3, very familiar portion of Scripture, may even seem simple in its reading to some of us, but oh, it's not so simple in its doing. You know, this is something that God says to do. This is not a choice for the child of God. We may choose to not do what God says, but this is a very important, verses 5 and 6 here play very important roles in the life of the Christian. So we're going to begin reading in verse 5 tonight and read through verse 6. And we'll open up in a word of prayer and just share what God has put on our hearts with you tonight. The Bible says in verse 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." I'm going to read that to you one more time. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding." I want to ask you to pray tonight that God would have His way. Amen. You know, that's what as the old songwriter said, if anything's to happen tonight, God has to do it. And so I ask you to pray for the service tonight, that God would be uplifted, He be magnified, and that He would be able to have His will and His way here tonight in our hearts. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, for another opportunity tonight to be in Your house. We thank You, Lord, for this dear lighthouse, this dear meeting place, this filling station. Lord, what You're doing back here off of 11W, Lord, back here up on the little hill here, what You're doing here in this place, God, we thank You for it, and we praise You for it. And Lord, we just pray tonight You would meet with us in a special way. We pray, God, You'd give us ears that we might be able to hear what thus saith the Lord, hearts that would be open and receptive as well. Lord, there may be somebody here sitting under, Lord, the sound of the preaching of Your word that doesn't know Jesus and the free pardon of sin. Lord, we pray tonight that they would, this would be that glad day in their life. Lord, there may be somebody here tonight that is discouraged along this journey of life. And Lord, I pray that You would encourage them tonight as well. Lord, strengthen Your children here tonight. And Lord, may we here in just a little bit, Lord, be able to leave this place being able to say it's been good to be in the house of God tonight. So Lord, we want to thank You and praise You in advance for what You're going to do, Lord, tonight. We ask it all, Lord, in that name that's above all names, that name of Jesus, we ask and pray for this in His name. Amen. You know, trust. You know, the Christian life, four times in the Scriptures, beginning over in Habakkuk 2, then again in Romans and Galatians, and then, of course, there in Hebrews 10:38, it says something to this effect. It says, "Now the just shall live by faith." You know, the just is the born-again believers. It's the redeemed, it's the saved, and it said, "But the just shall live by faith." You know, and we're not going to go anywhere in this Christian walk without faith in God. And what is trust? It's simply believing. It's simply willing to believe God. You know, and that's what faith is taking God at His word. God said what He meant. He meant what He said. And He's looking for people, for families, for individuals who are willing to take Him at His word. But you know, trust is a big thing, even in our day and time we live. Used to be, there's some of you that you've been in this thing back when a handshake meant something. A handshake was enough. A handshake went a long ways. But that's not really the case these days. It is still the character of some. But our world is, I'm afraid, is heading away where not all the time can you take people, trust people at their word. You know, would to God that God's people can be trusted tonight. Amen? Would to God that His children can be trusted tonight. You know, and but God said, trust in the Lord. So, you know, what to do here tonight? Just a simple little illustration here. You know, what to do is to trust. Now, yes, that's simple. In the saying of it, Brother Jason, the speaking of it. But then wait till you got to put feet and hands to that word trust. Even for the child of God. You know, so what to do? Trust in who? The Lord. And then He said, how to do that? With all thine heart. And all means all. You know, God wants the whole heart. God wants you and I to trust Him, to serve Him wholeheartedly. You know, not half-heartedly, wholeheartedly. And then He even says what not to do here. To lean unto thy own understanding. You know, God didn't say to try me. We've tried a lot of things as individuals. And you've probably heard somebody say, well, I've tried everything else. Yeah, maybe I'll come down there, preacher, and visit you and try the Lord. But you can't try God. He didn't say that. He said trust Him. Okay? Sad but true, sometimes we try everything and everybody else before we try God, before we trust God. We try everything else before we trust God. You know, 1 Peter 5:7 still proclaims, still declares, casting all thy care upon Him, for He careth for you. But we must admit sometimes we go everywhere else first before we go to God. And you know, why do we, and we all do it. We'd all have to raise our hand tonight and say, you know, guilty. But you know, here God gives clear instructions, you know, for the saved people, for the child of God, you know. He says, trust in the Lord. I've heard people say sometimes, well, as soon as I figure out why God's doing what He's doing. Really? There's no figuring out God. What did Proverbs 21:30 says? There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. What's the psalmist saying, or what's Proverbs saying there? He's saying, look, there's no figuring out God. You just got to make up your mind that you're going to trust in the Lord tonight. You know, it's, I remember when 25 years ago when we had made application with Rock of Ages. And so back then you would come over. We'd never been to Tennessee. We came over and on Thursday you met with the senior men. I called them the Sanhedrin Council. they were the men. You know, it was intimidating. It was. And so we met with them on Thursday. And that's back when Brother Garris and Brother Hooker and all them, and you met with them. And when that meeting was done, we were like, whew, one down. The next day on Friday, you would meet with the board of directors. Well, we were staying in Cleveland we had two prophet's quarters at where the old print shop was called Brookhaven. And we were staying there. Well, my children at that time were, they were like 9 and 6, I think. Possibly 11 and 8, somewhere around there. But anyway, yeah, Gary was 11. My son Gary was 11. Well, Gary had just got a set of rollerblades. And they were in the back of the truck when we went. And when we come out of that meeting and got back to the prophet's place, we were going to take a walk around. We'd, again, never been to Cleveland. That wasn't the nicest looking place over there where the old print shop was. And it wasn't. It still don't look the best, that side of part of town, that little section. And it can be a little intimidating. Well, we went to go, and there's a big hill you go down. And so we're walking, and Gary had asked, could he use his rollerblades? And, of course, we were like, yeah, no problem, go ahead. Now, Gary had no protection, mind you. This is 25 years ago. He had no protection. And so next thing we know, Gary's right by us. And he's down like this, and before you know it, his little legs are shaking, and, you know, that's one of them things, that's the fact you're like, uh-oh, should we may shouldn't have done this, you know. And, well, Gary gets down to about where it bottoms out at, and he hits a rock and flips. And, so you can't get down there quick enough then. We get down there, and there's no blood. You think you're going to see blood and this and that. There's no blood. There's nothing. He's alert. But we went ahead and we called 911. And they sent an ambulance out. They check him out. They say he seems okay. But they said, we're going to take him. It was Bradley Memorial at the time. They said, we're going to take him in, check him out. So we followed him and went in there. They checked him out. And then they said, well, he seems okay. They said, we want to ask him one other question. What's something that from 3 years ago that he would know? We said, well, we have this Labrador Retriever named Precious that we got 3 years ago. So you could ask him her name. So they went to ask Gary the name of the lab. And right when they did, Gary began to have trouble with throwing up. So they had to turn him over, keep him from, and so that's going on and on. And finally they said, well, we need y'all to go out here in this room over here and we'll come out there as quick as we can. And, now look, I think you may be thinking the same thing we were thinking. Lord, we just left home, Lord, to come over here where you have us to come to. And, but Lord, not that you didn't say nothing about this. You know, Brother Jason, he didn't say anything about that. You know, that in our minds, we were like, look, we'd only been saved 3.5 years. And we're stepping out into full deputation. We're like, preacher, he didn't say nothing about this. You know? You know, you'll find, hey, look, there's going to be times in our lives where we're going to find out real quick if we trust, really trust the Lord. And, you know, and so eventually they come out and they say, well, we cannot do anything else for him here. We got to send him to Erlanger. We didn't know Erlanger. We'd never been to Chattanooga. We do know this. We found this out. Chattanooga was under construction then, and now it's still under construction 25 years later. It's still under construction. But you know, so they say, look, we can't get a helicopter for life force. They're busy. So we're going to send a doctor with them to go down there. So, you know, I'll just be honest with you. Look, I'm just human. You know, I'm thinking for momentarily, you know, my flesh is thinking, what are we getting into? And now don't look at me all spiritual tonight, because, you know, that's where the rubber meets the road between us and God Almighty tonight is, you know, he didn't just say here, well, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, because it's all going to be easy. It's all going to be understandable. You're going to comprehend every bit of it. No. He said, trust in the Lord. With all thine heart. Now, so we get down there to Chattanooga and they're running tests on him and everything. Now, Gary didn't even know who we were at about 10 o'clock that night. Now, by Sunday, we're in a vehicle headed back home, and all Gary has is a very serious case of road rash. Oh, he still got a knot there. It fractured it, but it was as straight as an arrow. The fracture was, it wasn't jagged. It was a close head injury. Gary, August the 22nd, Lord willing, he will turn 36. And he has had no issues from it. He don't remember a lot of it, but he don't have no issues from it. Praise the Lord. But you know, he said, trust in the Lord. You know, with all thine heart. You know, look here in the Bible, trust signifies a firm belief in the reality, the reliability, the truth, the ability or strength of someone or something, particularly God. Trust is a fundamental element of our faith. Okay? Trust is it's about an attitude or action. You know, so simply put, you know, we need to trust in the Lord tonight. Amen. You know, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what what may drop in our lap this week. But I tell you, there's one who knows. There's one who knows tonight. God Almighty knows, you know, and He knows tonight what happens. I don't know why that we're going through this sickness with Miss Powell. I know there's some lost. I know there's two children that even though they went through all the deputation, they went through everything, they're not where they need to be. God don't do anything tonight, folks, just to do it. God's got a purpose in mind. God's got a plan in mind. But you know, the thing is, are we willing to trust Him? He has our best interest in mind. And He loves us. You know, with an everlasting love. God gave His best for you and me. God gave all He had for you and me. God bankrupted heaven the day He sent Jesus. He gave His very best for you tonight. But if we be honest, we all have those times when He wants us to trust Him. But we're not moving. We're silent on Him. When He knows what's best for us. You know, God's Word is full of promises. You know, He said in Hebrews 13, He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Philippians 4:13, He said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Ephesians 3:20, He said, now unto Him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above, you know, whatsoever, you know, above whatsoever we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident. Boy, don't you know, trusting in the Lord will give you confidence. He said, being confident of this very thing, that He, which hath begun a good work in you, will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. It will just trust Him. You know, we got to make up our minds tonight, church. You know, are we going to trust in the Lord? You know, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. The angel told Abraham over there pertaining to Sarah having babies. So there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Matthew 19:26, the second part of that says, but with God all things are possible. Hey, we serve a God tonight that can do the impossible in our lives. Hey, He's still the great physician. He's still the great healer. He's still the way maker, the difference maker. He still performs the miracles. He still does the impossible tonight. And He said, trust in the Lord. You know, God's looking for some people that will just make up their mind tonight that, you know, we're just going to surrender. Yes, hook, line, and sinker, as the old saying says. We're just going to surrender to the Lord. God's looking for some people tonight, folks. Hey, Bible Way Baptist, God's looking for some folks. Hey, Vacation Bible School's coming up. You know, when them little kids come in here and some of them aren't churched and everything, and they'll wear the flesh out real quick and they're wild and everything, but what an opportunity to tell them about Jesus. Amen. That may not be your cup of tea. But boy, God sure could use you. God could sure just, the preacher could insert you right there in a place for those few days to where you could just trust the Lord and watch God do great things. You may say, why are we putting a playground back there? Well, you're probably growing from within too. Amen. Amen. But hey, look here, if you don't get them, if you don't take time with them, if you don't trust the Lord and take time with them, this whole world is going to take time with them. Your pastor's going to visit a young man that's in prison. It's real. It's real, folks. And that reality should cause us to want to trust in the Lord tonight. You know, and then look at verse 6 tonight. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. You know, God's looking again for some people tonight that'll just make up their minds. You know, I always heard it said, if you'll take care of God's business, He'll take care of your business. God's looking for some people that'll acknowledge Him, that'll make their life about living for Him, making much of Jesus. I go down there to Shenandoah Baptist in Cleveland. Brother Steve Grubb started that, and that was one of his sayings, was making much of Jesus. God's looking for some people tonight that want to make much of Jesus. They want to make much of God. That are willing to acknowledge Him in their lives. Yeah. You know that you may be the only Bible that somebody ever reads. Really, that co-worker, that person at the grocery store that you know their name now because you've been going there so long, and they usually are the one that you feel comfortable going to cash out your groceries. You got people in your lives daily you come in contact with. You may be the only Bible they ever read. God's looking for some people tonight that will acknowledge Him. They said that the brother Brian, he's over there tonight. His family, they sing, he preaches, and hey, this sounds like a family that wants to make much of God. Yeah. You know, and you're part of a church that wants to make much of God. You're here. God has this lighthouse in this community here. Hey, there's people riding by. They see when the services is going on. They see when the cars are there. They see when all that's happening. Talking about trusting the Lord. You know, I came back from lunch with the preacher and his wife, and I went to come in the door back here. And I had just walked in the door, and the Lord had drew my attention to the alarm. And it was making a different noise than it normally makes. And I'm like, uh-oh. I'm like, uh-oh. You know sometimes you're like, uh-oh. But you got to trust the Lord, right? So I said, well, I'm going to call the preacher real quick because this isn't looking good. And even before I could get his number pushed in, the alarm went off. And so I was really like, uh-oh. But I knew he told me he was headed to the hospital, so I was like, I'm probably not going to get him. So after calling him five times, I said, no, he's in the hospital. So I call Charles Amos, because I go back here, I'm thinking, there's got to be a name somewhere. So I'm coming in here through the dark. I go back to the information desk. I just happen to see a stack of paper there with a clip on it, and so I'm trying to find a name quickly. Somebody I'm thinking, well, hopefully they can help me. I called Mr. Amos, and I don't know if I've ever met him. I possibly have, but I don't remember him. But he was able to help me. I told him, I said, somebody's probably going to show up here in a minute. Well, I went on back and did my stuff, and I think I went over to get a water out of the kitchen. I was coming back, and I seen a vehicle pull by. So then I go to where I can see out a clear door, and yet, sure enough, there was a sheriff out there. So I said, well, I'm going to have to walk out there and tell them. So I walk out there, and they're all the way, let's see here. I think they're all the way around the side going to the front by then. But I was able to flag them down. And of course, they come over there and they're asking questions. Pray, don't you like it when you got all the right answers? So, and then the guy's like, well, do you have a license? I said, well, it's in the room. I said, I'll go get it. And I come back and I said, now this is a pretty one. I just got it. It's got pink and blue on it now. It's pretty. So anyway, they did. He calls the number in, and would you believe it? I was okay. I checked out. Okay. Yeah, that's a good thing, sister. I checked out okay. I told the preacher, I says, well, I said it all went well because I said I'm legal. I said everything was okay. I'm legal. And so I told him, I told that young officer, I said, well, that's enough excitement for the day. He said, what? I said, this alarm going off. I said, man. I said, wow. But you know, you never know when you are going to need to really trust in the Lord. I told Pastor Vinoy, I said, well, I said, I would have only needed you if he had cuffed me. He said, well, I wouldn't have came and helped you. He said you were a prison ministry. Minister. I said, yeah. I said, yep, that's true. Hey, I don't know tonight. I'm just like you. I don't know. But I know one that does know. I know one that does know. Whatever it is, there's nothing too hard for Him. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you're going through. But I'll tell you this much. He does. And He just wants you and me to trust Him. To trust Him. Boy, do you trust Him tonight? He's worthy. He's deserving of our trust. I mean, He's worthy and deserving of all honor and glory and praise tonight. God is worthy. Jesus is worthy tonight. And just to think that He is willing to allow us to trust Him. As they come tonight to get a song. Again, I don't know your situation. But there's one that can help. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our strength and refuge, a very present help in trouble. And the next five words in the next verse said, therefore will not we fear. We serve a God tonight, folks, that's able. The old chorus song says, He's able, He's able, I know He's able. I know my God is able to carry me through. Help me sing that chorus one time. He's able, He's able, I know He's able. I know my God is able to carry me through. You know, He's able tonight, folks. He just wants you and me to trust Him. Father, bless this time of invitation tonight in Jesus' name. Preacher.